from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
To talk about the New York Yankees, but I wish I could talk about anything else. You know what grinds my gears? Everything. Just as soon as you start to think they're rounding into shape, handling business, about to create some space, gain a lead, the soft spot of the schedule, please. I wish I knew anything about the U.S. Open so we could talk about that. I don't know enough about this college football schedule coming up to talk about that. Fantasy football, I'm going to talk about that. New York Giants 100, Malik Nabers, guys getting cut. And I'm watching the New York Mets game right now. They're down 3-0. We'll talk about the game last night and this game tonight. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I haven't been on The Fan since 2 p.m. yesterday. Filling in for BT and Sal. Awesome. I mean, great to connect with you guys in the morning. It was like the opposite, like the flip of my schedule. Here I am, 10:30-some p.m. Show was starting, you know, 10 a.m. I'm like, this is crazy. To do this back-to-back in the morning, this is a wild experience being on the midday show. Shout out to you if you checked it out, if you listened. I got a lot of good feedback. And the usual haters, the usual detractors. We all have our detractors. The Yankees certainly have their detractors built into their fan base. You know why? Because we love the team. You know why? Because we want to see the team win. We want to see the team so bad that we get on trains, buses, gas up our vehicles, book hotel rooms, drive down to Washington, D.C. And if you were at that first game with Nestor Cortez, it's like, yo, nasty Nestor, defense. The rest of the lineup gets it done without the heavy hitters. That was just a one-off. And shout out to Nestor for being consistent his last three starts. I'm starting to really look at the team and say, man, they go as the starting pitcher goes. And if they keep going like this, they'll end up hosting the wild card round, which those of you that believe that the Yankees only care about making money, cha-ching, if they actually make it to the World Series as a wild card team this year, that's an extra round at the stadium to make money. But beware, that's risky business, because two losses in that round can send you home. You pick up what I'm putting down? Like, I get the feeling that there's no sense of urgency to do what we want to do. As a fan, I want to win the American League East. I want to win the American League. I want to have the best record, have the number one seed, and have that first round bye. But I see fans, like my guy Frankie's Too Loud on Twitter, it's like, oh, with this team, I don't want that bye week. Oh, they need to keep playing baseball. I don't want that bye week. Let them play in the wild card round. What? They can't have that attitude. They have to think about winning every single game. Derek Jeter comes through and he's discrediting everything that the Yankees have done over the last 15 years because they haven't been able to win a World Series. The tradition of the Yankees is winning. But it's becoming tradition every night to sit down after you have some dinner, after you have a long day of work, after you commute home, try and kick your feet up to sit on the couch. It's becoming a tradition of aggravation. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. That here comes my shtick, the things that I say all the time. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Piss on my head, tell me it's raining. Unserious group. We're going to talk about DJ LeMahieu tonight. I was sure he wouldn't be in the lineup tonight after yesterday. I mean, after yesterday, him falling to one knee, can't handle first base. I was listening to Paul last night talking about Jazz Chisholm playing out of position. The Yankees lead the league in playing guys out of position since 2018. Oh, Rougned Odor, come down, play third base for the first time. Jazz Chisholm, we'll trade for you. You play third base. Oh, Gleyber Torres is going to be our shortstop of the future. No, he's got to go back to second base. DJ LeMahieu, I think, has a gold glove at second base. He's cooked. He's 36 years old. He's washed. He can't play first. That's not his true position. He shouldn't be in the lineup. All he does is ground out, strike out, fly out in foul territory. I mean, the first game of the series, at least he knew situational hitting there. Hey, I'm driving some sack flies, but you can't have this guy playing every day. I know Rizzo is coming back, but Rizzo isn't that great of an option either. Ben Rice is glued to the bench. Oswaldo Cabrera can't get in the game. He's not a pinch hitter. When I'm listening to the radio on my way in, and he comes in to pinch hit late in the game, they say, oh, he's 0 for 8. I'm like, here comes 0 for 9 as a pinch hitter. If you're going to play the young man, play him. What does he have to do? He's been way more clutch this season than DJ. He's been way more of a contributor. He's more athletic. He can run. He can actually make contact and drive the ball. What does he have to do to be a part of this team? From the beginning of the year when DJ got hurt, they trade for John Birdie. Where has he been? They never loved Oswaldo. The guy provides a spark, a flair, but he doesn't get any kind of runway. And that's not all. I mean, I know a lot of you guys hate Verdugo too. I saw a stat about Verdugo. I saw Big Baby David put out Alex Verdugo since switching to batting gloves. He's not allergic to. I don't care. His slash line is 546, 583, 818 with a 1402 OPS. Oh, he started turning the corner. Not tonight. They find ways to ground into double plays in different ways. They lead the league in grounding into double plays. They lead the league in different lineup combinations. They lead the league in playing guys out of position. Yeah, Tyler Wade, you can go anywhere. IKF, you can go anywhere. Jake Bowers, you're an infielder. Let's throw you in the outfield. It's what they do, and it drives you nuts. As a fan, it's like, these are the New York Yankees. Why can't we just have guys that play the position every day? Why can't we have a lineup that's consistent every day? Other teams do it with less money, with less fans, with less resources. So, like, how upset can I get? How mad can I get as a fan watching this? It's rinse and repeat. I care. They don't care. And they don't care what you think. I don't want to hear another quote about why DJ LeMahieu is playing. I understand why he's playing. It's a business, right? We do it right here. Put guys in primetime positions that don't belong in there because we don't care if we lose the day, lose a couple days, on to the next day, on to the next game. It's about contracts and time and tenure. DJ LeMahieu is in there because he's been there for the last 5 years. He's got a contract for the next 2 years. They love the guy. Relationships. Happens in business all the time. People that don't belong getting opportunities. It happens everywhere. And it's happening with the New York Yankees. They love DJ. I was listening to Susan the other night talk about how they took the train to Washington, D.C. And I guess DJ had his daughters with him, or one of his daughters, which there's nothing better in the world than being a father. I don't know about being a girl dad. I don't know if I ever want to know. But supposedly Susan said that the little girl's screaming, "Daddy, Daddy," loves DJ. And I had that thought couple years ago with DJ. I had to go look it up. I'm like, oh, since DJ became a dad, life has changed. His first kid was born right after he signed that contract with the Yankees. He hasn't been the same. But the Yankees don't care. The Yankees are looking for a return on investment. They're trying to squeeze anything out of David John. We talk a lot about father time. We don't talk a lot about him being a father. Life is different when you become a dad. It's hard to sleep. It's hard to think. It's hard to be what you used to be. I can relate. I'm not as sharp as I used to be. I don't sleep right. I'm not as sharp as I used to be. I got to think about pacifiers and food and diapers and daycare and nannies, clothes. How are we going to get this kid on the plane to sleep? How are we going to get this kid back on the plane to sleep? You're living life for somebody else. It's hard to do what you used to do for yourself. I don't know what it is. Father time and being a father, DJ's cooked. I don't know what it is with the Yankees. They keep running him out there at first base. Don't tell me about lefty splits. Don't tell me about the numbers. We have those numbers. I can pull them up for you tonight. It doesn't matter. What I'm saying is, if you were serious about winning these games against under 500 teams, scrubs, bums that are running out Joey Gallo, then you would put your best, most athletic players in the lineup and you would try to compete and fight every day. You wouldn't let DJ hit two nights ago when you got other guys on the bench. I guess Trent Grisham is glued to the bench as well. I don't really care. I don't care to see him. Send Jason Dominguez up. The time has passed. If he can win Rookie of the Year next year, service time, that's passed. Send him up. He's ready to go. He's hustling. He's running hard. We need to get more athletic. They need to get dead ass serious about this. Or this will be the year where you get Aaron Judge to break his own record. This will be the year where you have Juan Soto and Aaron Judge together. This will be the year where you have all of these different things that go on with the New York Yankees and they end up being one and done, a wild card exit. 888-808-1019. That's not cool. That's not cool, especially when this field is wide open. But when I watch the Yankees lose to the Detroit Tigers, when I watch the Yankees find a way to lose to the Washington Nationals, even pitching Will Warren to drop a game against the Rockies, I say they're an unserious group, man. I'll take the field. As much as I want to win a World Series, selfishly because I want to be there, because I want to feel what a parade is like, because I want to experience it live, I don't think it's that dire to the New York Yankees. At least not in these regular season games. It is a crapshoot. They know they're in. They know they're in. And when you know you're in, you can do things like put anybody in the lineup, bench certain guys, not send guys up, rinse and repeat, play stupid games, win stupid prizes, piss on my head and tell me it's raining. Can't lose that game. Can't lose both of those games. I mean, the Nationals stopped hitting after the fourth inning. You know why? Because, oh, let me guess, pitch calm. Please with this pitch calm stuff, dude. I made a joke a couple nights ago. Pitch calm is anti-pitch clock. We got the pitch clock now to speed up the game. Tech difficulties, here comes the pitch calm delay of game. You mean to tell me these guys played for 100 years with signs, and as soon as the pitch calm can't tell them what pitch to throw, they malfunction, and of course, who does it fall on today? As I was talking about Nestor Cortez taking the ball versus Carlos Rodon, no contest. Close the book on that one. If we're in a three-game wild card series, give Nestor the ball in game two. I guess give Stroman the ball in game three. Rodon can't take the ball. He can't. Are you crazy? This guy is rattled because of the pitch calm. And whether that balk should have been called or not, he's got to be better in the moment. I'm tired of seeing this guy with his attitude, wearing his emotions on his sleeves, pouting, being a crybaby, getting at the umps. Bro, you get thrown out of here, then we really got problems.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That game was over right away. The Nationals knew. Oh, we got to him. Nah. We got to him. Easily. Dylan Cruz. Dylan Cruz, a rookie, making his debut. There it is. Ha. He was in his hitting meeting knowing, oh, this guy, I'm definitely getting my first major league home run off of this guy. No doubt. Andrés Champarro, revenge against his former team. You knew he was looking for revenge. He's been smacking a ball all series. Jose Tania, another one of their shortstops, like CJ Abram. These guys cannot field the ball and throw it cleanly to first base. He homers. And I mean, bro, I just look at this team and these last two games against the Nationals, and I'm like, tell me you're not serious by showing me you're not serious. Dylan Cruz homers tonight. I was looking at the other box score. Dylan Cruz homered tonight. Those other three guys homered yesterday. I'm so upset with this team because I just started to think from Sunday into Monday that they were starting to do what they were supposed to do. And these last two games that I saw where I got off air yesterday at 2 p.m., watched the game. Tuesday night, watched this game. Wednesday night, Cole getting rocked. Austin Wells not being in the lineup. You pinch hit him. What does he do? He hits. This guy rakes, but they don't care. They do not care. They're going to play Trevino. He's a good guy. I've met Trevi. Told you guys that. I've never met Austin Wells. But I don't care about who I've met. I don't care about who's a nice guy. Play the best players. Put the best talent in position to succeed. It's about all of us. It's not about friendships. It's not about feelings. 888-808-1019. Like, that's just scrubby, bummy, piss poor, pitiful to go lose to the Washington Nationals in front of your fans. Your fans embarrassed if they chose to go to the game the last two nights. You can't score more than two runs. Like I said, Juan Soto's not above reproach. He gets a standing ovation. Juan Soto goes there, does nothing. 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 His average drop. That's what he did. He went back to Washington for his average to drop. Stanton, nada. Nada. Nothing. You got a hit. It's not good enough. It's not getting late early. It's not early anymore. It's September when this next series at home ends. And these guys aren't even good at home. 888-808-1019. These guys don't even have a good record in the Bronx, where you're supposed to have home field advantage. Where I'm listening to Sweeney Murdy and Tom Verducci at the David Cohn Celebrity Golf Outing talk about how back in the day, man, teams would come into Yankee Stadium knowing they were going to lose. Even if they got a lead one way or another between the fans and the players they had to go up against, they knew they didn't stand a chance. It's the opposite now. Even with the almighty Aaron Judge, even with the generational Juan Soto, this team is looking like they want to stumble in as the wild card team and hope that they get hot and they're healthy at the right time. They'll get Rizzo back. They'll get Ian Hamilton back, Clark Schmidt back, Scott Efros back. They'll send Jason Dominguez up. But dropping these games to the Detroit Tigers, dropping these games to the Washington Nationals is pitiful. I don't know how many nights I got to get on this radio and say that you're going to get everybody's best shot. We know it. The fans know it. I don't know how many nights I got to do the show where I say you're everybody's World Series. You're the New York Yankees. They sell out for you. They're calling up Dylan Cruz for you. The Tigers are calling up their every young guy from Trey Sweeney to Jay Jung to everybody. The wearing the City Connect uniforms. I don't know how they sleepwalk through these games. I don't know how they put these lineups out. I don't know how they justify it. And you know what? I always say, all right, we got to take it game by game, series by series, week by week, month to month. We're running out of time. And when I started the show Monday, I said every loss is not the worst loss of the season. That's not the worst loss of the season. These two losses aren't the worst loss of the season. But what it is, it's deflating at this late in the season, the way you started the season, where you should be. You should have such a lead, but you find ways to lose by doing stupid things. Stupid is as stupid does. Playing guys for what? Because you owe them the money? I said to some people today, don't be surprised when DJ's on the roster again next year. They gave him a contract. They're going to try and squeeze anything out of the guy. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. These guys tried to give you the game at the end of the game. What a joke. They almost ran into a triple play. You could not rally. You had nothing. You had nothing. Gleyber Torres, back-to-back nights. Come on, the game ends like that. They gave you a lottery number. 8623254 double play. That's like a security number when you're trying to log in. You forgot your password. That's damn near a phone number. That's a phone number without the area code. What the hell was that? That was when I was done. That's when I packed up my bag. I'm like, I've seen enough of wacky baseball. You're playing the Washington Nationals. These guys can barely play. They hit enough home runs to beat you. The Bronx Bombers. 888-808-1019. Yeah, we're going to have to talk about something else, bro. Because everything I have is negative. All the numbers and the stats. Like the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees have a record of 33-33 with DJ LeMahieu this season. They're a 500 team. And they're okay with that. They're 500 team with DJ in there. And DJ makes mistakes that are glaring. I swear I thought he was going to be out of the lineup today because I was at that Guardians game. That first game of the Guardians series where he forgot to step on the bag and they sat him the rest of that series. They won the next two. I thought they were going to do the same, but no. Ben Rice, terrible. Ben Rice, rookie, three home runs in a game, had some clutch at bats, had some really good at bats to start. They don't trust him. They don't love him. They don't love Oswaldo either. They do love DJ, and I get it. He's a guy that's beloved in the clubhouse. You know why he doesn't say much? Not hard to be hated when you don't have a word to say. But it's easy for the fans to hate you when you can't produce. One good week bought him a whole month. One good week. That Philadelphia game where he had the six RBI, that was a month ago, bros. What are we doing? What are we talking about? These are the New York Yankees, bro. These are the New York Yankees. They'll lose series to bums. Back-to-back years, but this is a year where, come on, they're supposed to be hell-bent on being a champion. They gave up everything to get Juan Soto, but you knew they weren't for real at the trade deadline. You know they're not for real playing guys out of position, putting guys in a lineup and trying to justify it with splits, and even when the splits are not, the reporters do a great job pulling up the numbers and be like, well, what about this? Nope, we're going to play who we're going to play. We're going to do what we're going to do. We don't have to listen to you until it's too late. Then we'll do things like call up Oswald Peraza to start at shortstop in the American League Championship Series over IKF. Or we'll change the lineup because Alex Rodriguez is saying this guy shouldn't be leading off. This guy shouldn't. Harrison Bader doesn't know. He's walking through the hallway. Lauren Shahadi from MLB Network's got to tell him, hey, you're leading off tonight. What? Like that type of stuff goes on. 888-808-1019. So call me. Get it off your chest. I can't wait for the show to be over because it's an off day tomorrow. And tomorrow's a week from the NFL, college football on tomorrow. As I was sitting there tonight, I'm trying to watch the Braves play. I couldn't wait for the Mets game to come on because I'm like, I can't just stare straight at this Yankee game. I can't just watch these guys leave runners on base. I can't just look at Carlos Rodon. I can't stand to look at the guy. And we got to look at this guy for the next 4 years after this. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be back right after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.